This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, Jesus' prayer this morning is ours as well. We pray that you continue to protect us and that you continue to make us one. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The Handy family is a bit of an icon for St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. Tom, the dad, was involved in our Sunday school and youth program, served an incredible term during COVID as our junior warden. Georgia, an incredible photographer who worked in many different ministries here at St. Joseph's. And their daughters, Anna Lee and Sally, who grew up here at St. Joseph's. From the time Sally was adopted, we had the adoption ceremony right at that altar. She was baptized here, went through communion milestone, went through the youth program, was involved in the different pageants and the different activities for vacation church camp that we offered. And they moved to Virginia last year. But Sally was willing, as she is a high school graduate this week, to send to us a senior sermon for our celebration today. So with that, let us see if we can get it to project.
Hello, I am Sally Handy. I chose to do this senior sermon. And I've been at St. Joseph's for as long as I can remember. I moved down to Virginia for my senior year, but I'm still there in spirit, you know. Who is St. Joseph's to me? St. Joseph's is like a community that I could really share my experiences and my thoughts and my perspectives in. And I believe that they're just really welcoming, and I grew up there, and my family loves it there. So, of course, I have that special place in my heart for it. It really means something to me for them to welcome me, and I went to school there for middle school, and the teachers were great and stuff. But I really appreciated a place where I can think my own thoughts and question things that usually wouldn't be questioned, but everyone was very understanding because I'm still growing up and I'm still learning things every single day. But St. Joseph's is a really important community to me. What made me love St. Joe's? St. Joe's, just the welcoming community again, but also just my experiences, and I would love to go to like Sunday school when I was a kid and stuff, and I have a lot of special memories there with my family and with some younger friends of mine when I was younger, but the teachers were really always helpful, and yeah, the community as well, as I said before. How has St. Joseph affected me? St. Joseph has really affected me by just being a positive person and looking out for myself positively and seeking that faithfulness inside myself and also inside of a higher being and stuff. And I'm always open-minded to hear everyone else's opinions, like St. Joseph has been to me. But honestly, I really appreciate St. Joe's, and I have that love for St. Joe's, and it'll always be in my heart. But how has St. Joe's helped me grow? Well, I am a senior now, and I'm about to graduate in about a week. I think actually a week from today, Wednesday, Thursday. But I feel like St. Joe's has helped me grow as a person, like, and my outlooks in myself and like my positivity, making sure I'm welcoming to everyone else, love thy neighbor as thyself, as they would say, just treating someone and other people like I would want to be treated. And that's how I really learned my lessons and honestly how I grew as a person. What does St. Joe's remind me of? St. Joe's reminds me of, like, a happy day or a happy community or, like, a good day of the week. Like, something that could really positively affect you and give that positive outlook on yourself if you need that. Something to look forward to. Something to be excited for. But St. Joe's really just reminds me of, like, the good times when I was younger. And I mean, I still, of course, have good times. Just, I miss St. Joe's. And I'm looking forward to going back there again when I move down to college. For FAU, I'm majoring in psychology. But, yeah, that's it. I just kind of wanted to share my experiences at St. Joe's and just, tell you guys about how much I loved my experience there when I was younger and when I before I moved down to up to Virginia. But yeah, St. Joe's just really means a lot to me, and thank you for letting me do this. I hope this is very formal, but thank you. Hello again. I thought I would also share a video of Bible verses that I think remind me of St. Joseph's. And sometimes you need guidance, and looking in the Bible can give you a path. So I have Jeremiah, for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. When I'm talking about how St. Joseph's has affected me to get where I am now, I feel like this verse can really reflect on, like, how some sort of faith can give you a future and hope to keep pushing along your path and your plans for your future and stuff. I just think it's really important to kind of just reflect on yourself and what you need in the future to come and what you look forward to, because you have to motivate yourself and stay positive when times can be rough. I have Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. This one, I think if you need that understanding and you feel like you can't really look into yourself for that understanding, you can just look to God and pray that you will find your path and that he can help you find your path, and he knows how to give you your path when you need it. And where I've gotten today, I think I've just stayed positive and had faith in the Lord above, and it's just really important to me to stay on my path and have my excess like I've had before graduating, going to college, going into a field of work that I think is really important to me. I think it's just my calling in life, but yeah. Psalm. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord is good. This can be interpreted in so many ways. The Lord is passionate. The Lord is driven. The Lord is almighty. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Someone that looks forward forward to the good, and the Lord is someone that can feel safe and feel that presence of being blessed, is really what I take from this verse. And this kind of just reminds me of my experience from St. Joe's, because I could seek refuge in the community, or I just kind of see God and St. Joe's as a whole. Psalms. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. When I was afraid of graduating from 8th grade back in, I don't even know what year, I was nervous for my future, nervous for high school, but I put trust in where St. Joseph's has got me to that point, and I feel like it's really shown through the person that I am. But I think it's just really important to me to just stay positive and put trust in someone that you might need it from. But yeah, those are my verses that I kind of just quoted from the Bible that I think kind of represent my experience in St. Joseph's. But thank you again. I hope you guys all have a great day and stay positive and look forward to your future. Thank you.